En Cox estamos un paso adelante, como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
Hey, José, café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla templadito sin azúcar.
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas. Por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.
Alrighty, folks, before we dive into this episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Nothing like the sound of crisp quality. And speaking of quality, Peak Productions deliver top-notch videography to elevate your business social media game.
Absolutely. They create videos that not only look fantastic, but also drive real engagement from promos to storytelling. Peak Productions has the magic touch.
So, if you want to stand out online, hit up Peak Productions. Trust us, you'll love it, the results, just as much as I love this beer.
Yeah, check them out at www.peakproductions.com.au or check out their socials and let them take your brand to the next level.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, God.
Welcome to the Lads Podcast, the show where we tackle the big questions in life.
Do we?
No, not really. That's just something that came out
of there. That's a fucking good one.
Fucking. Yeah. How are you, Stibby?
Fucking great, Barney. How are you?
Mate, on this Sunday, I am tremendous. Well,
mate, don't we just show up?
We do, mate.
Oh, hang on. Show. What happened to your...
Oh,
you're back. I'm back. What happened there?
I don't know.
Anyway,
quality gear.
Sunday,
this.
We show up, but our fucking roadcaster decided.
Well, it's had some fucking piss spilt all over it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wonder what happened there.
Don't know.
Are you still breaking up?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's good. Righto.
No.
Let's just fucking. I'll edit that bit out. You reckon? Or our listeners are probably just pissing themselves.
You got no idea. You got no idea.
I got nothing.
If someone wants to come on board and edit
our show so we don't fuck up so much. Mate, yeah, we just show up, don't we?
We do, mate. It's currently, what is it? 8:20 on a Sunday morning. And you know what we've got to do? Because this is what we actually do every time. We've got to have a beer.
Yep.
Even though we don't want to.
Well, that fucking beer fridge just opened up, man. So, oh yeah, there it goes. Oh, Jesus. I tell you what, we just show up and we make shit happen. Right?
Yep.
Just like what do we this, got, Barney?
We've got a Hahn Super Dry Low Carb because I'm all about the fitness and I've put on fucking 4 kilos over the Christmas break.
Dude, I have two.
4 kilos. I thought
maybe,
you had.
Maybe
I thought
five.
You were just a bit full in the face.
No, maybe 10. I don't know. Two. I've been a naughty boy.
Oh, fuck yeah. Right, now, let's get into these fuckers then because these are low carb, 2.5 calories, 130 calories. So it's a steak sandwich in every one.
Right, here we go.
Upper.
I just ripped her off. It's like a band-aid, you know? Just fucking ripped that off. That was solid. I liked yours. It was like a triple crack.
Triple treat.
Fucking, what is it? 8:30? Oh, my God. But I tell you what, on a Sunday morning in summertime, 8:30 in the morning, it's pretty bloody good. Are you right?
Fuck, those bubbles were square.
Oh,
it fucking hurt coming
that
up.
It brought a tear to your eye.
It did. Well, I did. Went out last night with my mate Stu and his missus.
Yeah.
And we got on the piss a bit and down at the Yarrabilba.
Oh, at the tavern?
Yeah, at the tavern there, yep. And then we decided we start drinking a few single malt fucking scotches.
Malt scotches?
We're on the scotches.
You're right.
Top shelf sort of shit and fucking just sitting there sipping them, pretending we're fucking distinguished gentlemen. And yeah, so I'm not dusty, but yeah, that fucking it was pretty hard to get down actually, that one.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
That's saying a lot for me.
Yeah, that does.
Mm. I'll get into it.
Well, currently now, being a Sunday morning, I'm actually on holidays right now.
Oh.
I'm on holidays.
Fuck yeah.
I packed the caravan up, went down to Potty on Friday.
Yep.
And, mate, the weather down there, fucking amazing Friday and half a day Saturday.
Yeah.
Then the wind came on and then the rain. So right now, last night was fucking terrible. I had to pack the awning back up in the caravan because, well, every caravan did. It was fucking, man, it was flogging down with rain and blowing its ass off with wind, like on the coast. So
at least you're not in the tent.
Oh, dude, there's a couple of tents that got raped last night. One next to me, they've got a caravan, and then behind the caravan, they got a tent and a quick shade. Oh, they're in a world of pain this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, last night when, at 9 o'clock last night, I was like, oh, that tent's a bit, it's copping a bit, you know? And then at midnight, I went out and had another look, and it was half ripped. And this morning,
oh, she's fully, gone. She's opened up.
She's gone. As in, like, the quick shade frames there. The top, else. It's gone, it wherever it went. Yeah. And you know when the tent cops a heap of wind, they fall over, like they just, yep. And I imagine everything inside there is probably wet as
I'm wet getting as fuck. Fucking anxious as fuck because obviously knew I brought a tent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I also brought fucking dehydrated food too.
Yeah, so that is that where you just, like the astronauts do, they fucking just.
Well, it's not actually dehydrated, it's actually vacuum sealed, this food. So it's five meals that you actually get in the heated.
Yeah, you spoke about last one. Yeah.
Fucking, I'm really now getting anxious. Have I brought all this shit and I'm not going to use it?
When's the first time you're hitting the road for a. You're going to do a pracky in the front yard.
Yeah, I've done one in the house. I haven't done one in the. Yeah,
yeah, but not outside yet. Yeah. Have you waterproofed your tent?
I don't think you have to anymore, do you? I think that's fucking old school shit.
Oh, so, okay. Is it?
Mate, if it looks like fucking raining, I'm going straight to a fucking five-star hotel.
Trust me, I think you want to set it up and wet the stitching. Well, I don't like a swag.
Nah, I don't think so. Doesn't say so. No, I'm not doing
it. Or put some, you can get waterproofing spray.
Yeah, it's fucking nylon.
Yeah, but it's a
stitching. What's the worst that could happen?
It's a stitching that goes through. Well, it's the worst that can happen is you get wet, so whatever. Yeah. You're laying there going, fuck, Stiffy told me to fucking put some waterproofing on this. Oh, your fucking microphone's dead.
Fucking gone again.
Oh, no, there you are. What are you doing?
Fuck. I'm not doing anything.
Do you want to check the plug on this, like this end of yours? Push it in. Just make sure it's... Anyway. Fucking if you drop...
Hello.
Yeah, you're there. Yeah. Just stops.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, the old fucking camping thing, that does give me anxiety about fucking camping because all these shit that can go wrong. But anyway, that's part of the adventure, I suppose.
That's where I was going with this is I'm right now, I should be on holidays, but... Blowing its tits off, and I looked at Willy Weather there last night, and it's blown its hole out all day down on the coast, down Potty. I mean, look, like right now, we're back in Bow Desert. Look outside.
It still is.
It's beautiful.
Yep.
Like, it's like, I should be down the coast. But Willy Weather was like, it's blowing 30K an hour winds all day.
So you come for a drive just to fucking sit here and drink beer with me at 8:30 in the morning.
Mate, I just show up.
Fucking love it.
It's like fucking, I just put shit. Make shit happen. Cheers to that, you know?
Up your bum.
Fucking oath.
So, back to work for me this week or last week.
Yeah, so you've had 4 weeks off.
I had 4 weeks off.
How'd that go, getting back? Oh, actually,
going back, so I'll start off with a bit of a story. So, sort of allocations didn't come through for Monday. I wasn't there on Saturday, so I went, fuck it. Look, I'll just send him a quick message. Go, look, by any chance, if you've forgotten about me, I'm good with that. I'm also good with a day off on Monday as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So they went, yep, right out. So they flicked me the fucking Monday off. I went, yeah, fucking cheering my whole day. Went up. The next 3 days, I think the first day was a fucking 14-hour day, 13 hours, and then a 12.
Yeah, right. Thing. So they put you straight in the deep end.
Yeah, straight back in. There was no fucking hotty and sweaty and
there was no easing into the little potty end.
She's fucked, mate. She was full on. And then come fucking Thursday afternoon, everyone else is getting their jobs through and that. And this is a fucking bit of an insight into my ADHD. So it'll lead into a bit of a story, but this is what happens. And everyone else has got their jobs and I'm looking at my app and going, I've got no job.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Him or do I just have the day off? Like, do I?
Yeah, what do you do?
Fuck it, I'll ring him and go, by any chance, did you forget about me?
Yep.
And she went, did you forget about you putting your holidays in? I went, holidays?
Yeah.
I said, I've put holidays in for like because we've got my mate Phil's memorial ride on the 17th of May.
Yes.
I put it in for the 17th of January.
Oh.
So big shout out to Phil. I know you're listening up there, mate. Fucking thanks for giving me Friday off. Oh. Fuck, did I need it? Fucking hell.
How good are you?
Oh, just going fucking, yeah.
So you put the 17th in, but the wrong fucking month?
Yeah, so I put in January, but it was good because I had fucking Friday off. So I've got a 3-day week.
Yeah.
And head back up to Torbanlea tomorrow. So for 10 on.
Oh, you get back onto the 10 on, the 4 off.
10 on, 4 off. So back into a bit of routine. Hopefully I can get back into the gym up there as well.
Yeah. And, I'm feeling that Christmas, New Year. Mate, I like we're just saying, we put on a bit of weight. I definitely feel it.
Yep.
The guts have gotten, and it goes straight to my guts and maybe my cheeks, like you're saying, but straight to my guts. Yep. I'm like, fuck, I need to get back in that gym.
Fuck yeah.
But it'll come off in a few weeks, as in like I go 2 weeks, 5 days a morning, bang, 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 smash it out with the big Hemsy and just fucking, I'm upper, feeling good again. So it's all about routine.
Yeah, get back into routine. So you're off until what, Friday?
I come back Thursday night, so I'll be back at work on Friday.
Yep.
So might as well go to work.
Nice. Beautiful spot down there, Potty, isn't it?
It actually is quite nice, to be honest. Like it's on the creek there, so you get the best of both worlds. You get the creek with a still water and you've only got to walk fucking half a kilometer.
Yep.
And you're out in the ocean and you can do some body surfing in the waves. So
yep.
It's good.
Just a shame it's not in Queensland. I reckon Queensland should actually take over that part of northern New South Wales, sort of cut it off around Lismore or something like that, give us all that.
We'd
give it back.
Yeah, but we'd fuck their roads.
Yeah,
fuck. Like, they're actually not bad roads down there. That's one thing I'll give to the bloody, the DK, the New South Wales Welshmans and women's and organisations, is you go down there, the roads are pretty good.
Pretty good.
So if we took it over...
Yeah, we'd only fuck it.
We'd only fuck it and not put some care and love back into the fucking roads like we do here.
Bloody shopping centres sell alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so fucking we'll leave that. They can keep that.
They can keep it.
Because we'd only fuck that too.
Yeah. It's a great place to visit Northern Rivers and Northern Coastline.
Yeah,
beautiful. I might do a little sneaky day trip down to Byron Bay with the kids when they come with me. So that'd be good.
Nice.
So yeah, that's what's happening. Holidays. So I'm in holiday mode, which is good. Seen a bit of sun, got a bit of tan going on. So you know, love it. And that's pretty good. So you know, the old setup. Oh man, did I back my caravan in like a fucking champion?
Did you,
dude? And so I took it down there on my own. The kids aren't with me yet, so I fucking drove into this caravan park. And Pottsville Caravan Park South is tight. Like, as in, you got nothing. And you've got to move cars because you can't back anything in. Like, it's a tight caravan park. Even when you're driving in on their bitumen road, the caravan, you've got to cautiously drive in because you're going in between the cars that are on the side of the road.
Yep.
And then when you're backing in, you've got to move at least two cars. The one in front of your in front of your campsite, because when you swing it around, has got to move. And the one beside you has got to move as well, just so that you can, you know, as you back a caravan in, like a truck, it takes up more room, right? Yep. When you're backing something in or you're doing a corner. So you got to move at least two cars. And I was just lucky enough that those two people were at their campsites and I was like, I'm backing her in, boys. And they're like, oh, you're on your own? I'm like, yeah, mate. Yeah. And instantly they're like, righto, well, hang on. I'll get a fucking deck chair and a beer.
It's a sport.
Fucking oath it is.
It's a fucking sport.
So I'm like, yeah, no pressure, lads. You know, like I'm just like, and I'm just, you know, I've got my trucky arm out the window. I put all the windows down and I'm like half ready to back her in.
Do you have a wife beater on?
No, I just had a normal shirt on. Yeah. Anyway, so these lads are getting around going, yeah, mate, you're right. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'll just spin this thing in. No worries, you know. Just put all the confidence in myself. Just like back myself.
Yep.
And just went, I'll get this straight, first pop, bang, you know. And it worked. Backed it in. And luckily this site has got enough room behind it where you can also go back a fair way to then get your car sort of straight. Yeah, you know?
Straighten it back up.
So it really, I backed that thing in like champion.
Yeah.
Backed her in. Just went forward once to get everything straight and then backed it back and just went right there. Boop, handbrake on. Got out of the car. These lads went, well, that was fucked. We were waiting for you. You know, you had to fuck up, hit something. Fucking,
blow up, yeah.
You know, blow up. And maybe that's the secret. You got to, when you're back in your caravan and you got to do it alone.
Oh, 100%. Like, you know, fucking, mate, my wife can reverse a trailer.
Oh, I know,
and
yeah,
the boat,
yeah,
like, the ski boat that we had, it was bloody 8 metres long, and she'd fucking just nail it every time. And blokes would be sitting there going, do you want to back mine in too?
So, mate, I was pretty pumped about that. I sort of got out.
Owned it.
You know, I had a spring in my step when I did that. I'm like, fuck yeah, eat that dog shit. So I was
pumped.
It's
the little things in life, isn't it?
Oh, mate, it was a win for me.
Yeah, win-win.
And then just set up, plugged in the van, plugged the water in, awning it, boom, boom, boom. Mate, within 10 minutes, I'm sitting back cracking tins. Mm. It was pretty good. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. So, it was good. Shout out to our last episode with everyone called in. Did you give that a listen to?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, it went well. So, I can't wait to, you know, for everyone else to get involved around with some more call-ins. So,
still got the hat and the couple of stickers to go out to Tiffany, the last winner.
Yep.
So, and I reckon that's what we should do now. Well, let's fucking give them a hat or a t-shirt.
Give them something.
We'll give you a reward. So, it might be a Ken doll over here in the corner. Or there's a couple empty cans over here too. If you yarn shit, we'll give you a
couple.
So,
how do they do it, Barney?
Mate, you've got to do a voice recording on your phone. Everyone's got a voice recorder on their phone these days.
Yep.
And then send it to theladspotty@gmail.com.
Fucking oath. Yep. And we're all on the socials, TikTok, the Facebook and the Insta.
Yep.
Give us some shares, give us some loves. If you know a mate that listens to podcasts or whatever, flick him a message. Yep. We'll shout your beer.
Share us.
Yep.
Share us around.
Sharing is caring.
Actually, I've got a bit of a sharing story, actually. I shared a backflip.
Oh,
on the first week back at work. So.
Dude, that cracked me up. It was so good. And the way you did it too, because I saw anyone that's not, don't know what Barney's backflip is, just jump on our social media and have a look at.
Actually, it's not on the Facebook yet. We've got it on the TikTok.
Yeah, because, I've got to put it on Facebook.
Yeah, you've got to put it on the Facebook. So. You are on holidays.
Yeah, that's my responsibility. All right. So, yeah, get on TikTok, have a look. It'll be on Facebook and Instagram by the end of today. It certainly will, which will be before you guys hear it anyway. So, you cracked me up because, seriously, when you did it, his phone's not working. When you did it, you could see this. It's a newbie. So, anyway, you've got 9 out of 10 backflips. Nine out of 10.
That was number 9 last week. So,
and the word on the street is that when you get to 10, you're retiring?
I'm going to retire it. So, I've got one more to go.
I don't think you're allowed to.
I think I have to because I'm going to one day come across someone that wants to punch me in the nose.
Probably, but it's risk versus reward, right?
I know.
And right now, I think you're just getting into your element of these backflips.
You've just got to be careful with them. It's like, it could be sexual harassment.
Well, doing it at work?
Yeah, where you're sort of putting your dick in their face. it could be classed as sexual harassment.
It's pretty cool. When you did that one, you were like, get him all set up. You got him done. And then you're like, all right, hang on. I'll take my phone and my wallet, whatever, out.
You've
got
to make it look like you're about to do a flippy
and
thing.
And he's just like going, what the fuck? Are you serious? Is this going to happen?
Yeah.
And neck minute?
Neck minute. Said a dick in face. He took it really well.
The
one before that was for the steel fixer from, I don't know, I think it was a Cook Island boy. And, he was quite big, but, yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I sort of didn't even have to set that one up. The boys fucking just went, come over here, Barney, and fucking
I think
show
you're lucky because of your age and your sense of humour and your character, unless you do it to a female, you're in trouble.
I won't even show. One of the safety officers at Torben Lee wanted to see it and went, oh, I can't show you that. Like, that's, that's fucking nut.
No.
So I went, I'm not doing that. So,
there's boundaries, right?
Yeah, there's 100% boundaries. Yeah. So.
But even...
Putting your dick in someone's face is fucking one of the boundaries that I
actually crossed. Didn't think you were going to put that up on socials to broadcast it like as an inner workplace. But anyway.
Yeah, it should be right. Fuck it.
It should be right.
Fuck it.
Oh, that's gold. Love it, Barney. It's fucking good.
Yep.
Before we go too much further, I was about to say the Fink Desert Race. I've got the Fink in my mind because
the Dakar?
The Dakar. Actually, before I do that, down at Potty yesterday, I was walking out And I look over at a campsite, and I'm like, fuck, I know that dude. As, you know, and I've met three people down there this trip. I've only been there a day and a half, and I've already, three people I already know. Anyway, this one bloke's come up to me, and goes, yeah, we used to rah, rah, rah. And I'm like, oh, yeah. We got talking about shit, and he's done the Fink Desert Race back in 2007, I think he did. Yeah. So we started to talk about Fink. So I guess that's how I got on that tangent. But the fucking Dakar bros. So the Dakar's done.
It is done and dusted.
It's done. It's finished.
Fucking bring it home, Chucky.
He did.
Fucking well done.
He won every fucking stage. Yep. There's a on the platform, on the podium, there's a face board, like a thing, and it shows you who wins each stage for the motorbikes. Chucky. There's a board with his fucking pictures all over it.
He fucking owned it, didn't he?
Yeah, and then I seen the national anthem, or the trophy presentation, and of course then the national anthem. Just a, you know, goosebumps, like, man, that is so good. Shout out to you, Chucky. You've just smashed it again. Yep. You're now the second Aussie. Oh, was it second? I know Toby's won.
It is second, yeah.
I don't know if anyone won it before Toby. Maybe he was the first. I think he was.
No, no, well, if it's the second, so it's only Chucky and him that's won it.
Yeah, I think so.
It is the only two, so.
So anyway, Chucky wins Dakar. Daniel Saunders has become just the second. Oh, here it is in my notes. I should have just read my notes. Has just become the second Australian to win the prestigious Dakar Rally in Saudi Arabia. Following in the footsteps of two-time winner turned mentor Toby Price, or Tony Rice, that people that know that
Tony
joke.
Tony Rice.
Yep. In the bike division, Saunders won the first three stages and was never caught. He's the first rider to dominate from start to finish since Spain's Marc Coulmé in 2009, when the rally was Argentina and Chile. Sanders won the race on his fifth attempt, and he was fourth and the best rookie on debut in 2021. So anyway, fucking nailed it, bros. So good.
How good?
Oh.
Mate, that race is fucking grueling.
8,000 something kilometers long. 13 stages with a rest at 12 stages, 13 stages, with a rest day in the middle. And the first or second stage was that 24-hour marathon where they camped out in the desert.
Yeah.
Without their mechanics and team support to, you know, get them along. It was just rations and
how good
fuel stops. Yeah. So
no phone service, nothing, just fucking, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's living, isn't it?
Another mate of mine, Scotty, and you know who you are. You came to the shop. Anyway, Scotty, he hit me up a few years ago. He's like, oh, let's do the Dakar. And I'm like, and I was like, yeah, man, you pay for it, I'll go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to pay for you to go to the Dakar, pay for me and we'll both do it. But seriously, now, if I was to really do it, I'd nearly bail. Just when you think about it, 8,000 Ks.
Big, all big commitment.
Oh.
Big commitment. You see the blokes that pull out and bloody through injuries, and there was one old bloke, I can't remember his name, but he pulled out, like he fucking cracked a rib or a fucking shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And, mate, it's just brutal.
Oh.
And hard work.
It's just.
One of the ones that actually got me, Chucky's going, oh, he said, yeah, no, just doing a bit of a relaxing on this stage. And he's going, you're watching the stage, and like, that fucker's working hard as fuck.
Yeah, but how good is it when... Mate, he's working hard, but for him...
Yeah, it's easy for him. Well, he was relaxing, you reckon?
So yeah, it was going, relaxing, it, but relaxing. He's still... For anyone else to do what he was doing in his relaxing mode is is out of control, dude.
Hence why he won fucking all stages.
Correct. So on and upwards for the big Chuck man. Hopefully we'll see him at the fight night. I'm sure he's going to be around the boys down there, so we'll have to run into him. Give him a kiss and a cuddle and fucking big slap on the ass.
Yeah.
He deserves a big
he does.
A big slap.
Horsey.
Big
big horsey bite.
Big horsey? Big horsey. Isn't a horsey bite a fucking hickey?
No, horsey bites where come in, I'll show you. What that? It's, yeah. Slaps.
Have you ever had a hickey? Like back in the day.
Oh, I fucking don't think so, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like fucking look at me, I had sex last night. That's what
yeah,
I said.
What about the what about the guys who get the vacuum cleaner out and suck their neck in.
Or the stories of like putting toothpaste on it fucking works and
hey?
Putting toothpaste on apparently hides the hickey.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, apparently so. I don't know.
Oh.
I've never had one. But
toothpaste
work. Yeah. Don't know. Toothpaste works on everything.
You're right. I was brushing my teeth the other day and didn't realise, you know. And then that day I went to work, came home, took my shirt off and stood in front of the mirror. I'm like, what's that white thing down my chest? It looked really sick.
It spilled
like,
a bit.
I'm like, oh, that's toothpaste.
Yeah, of course it is.
I'm going to edit that out.
it's white shit fucking running down.
Oh, hey, shout out to Cordy's next door neighbour. He's going to have to give us another call in. Fuck, did you just milk that can?
Yeah.
Christ. Are we going to need to get back in that fridge?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you finish yours. So.
All right. Fucking. All right. Well, secretly, it's fucking half full still.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Cordy's next door neighbour. I'm going with this. It was his birthday the other day.
Yeah.
And his lovely family bought him a plane ticket. Isn't that nice?
A plane ticket?
Yeah, bought him a plane ticket.
Where to? Where'd he go?
Bali? He went up in the air. So, bought a plane ticket on, I should get it out, but it's a jet fighter.
Yep.
But it's not an F-111. It's another type of jet fighter. I don't have that information in front of me. Maybe Cordy's next door neighbor can do a call in and tell us all about it because, fuck, it'd be nice to hear it from him. Anyway, he sent me a Facebook thing and he's like, I'm leaving Archerfield at 9 o'clock. So I should be hanging around Boat Desert because they go out sort of wire along and do loop-de-loopies and whatnot. And then he said, I'll come around, hopefully come over top of Bowie. So, and I'm like, yeah, I'll listen out. So at 9, I totally forgot about it. And his wife, Cordy's next door neighbour's missus,
yep.
She said, yep, he's out over Bowie shortly. I'm like, oh, fuck, I ran outside. And I could hear a plane, but it was just a commercial jet going over. I'm like, okay, that's not him. And then within 30 seconds, I heard him. I'm like, oh, he's here. And I couldn't see him because there was a few clouds. But then I got a video. I think I sent, did I send you the video?
Yeah, you did send the video, yep.
And he's doing this big loop. Like upside down and then took off. So be nice to hear how his experience was and all of that. So
Fucking
I think he's going to need to call in and tell us all about his birthday present where he went on a plane flight and it was a jet fighter. And seriously,
was it a surprise they just took him there and fucking dropped him off?
No, it was a surprise on his birthday.
Yeah,
you know, like, and it was about I think it was a week before he went on the flight.
Yeah,
so he had a week of like, oh my god, this is gonna be so sick. So anyway, love to hear from you, Cordy's next door neighbour, to tell us all about it.
Yeah,
and that'd be fucking amazing.
Nice. Now before we get away from sport too quickly, have you heard of Liam Hassett?
Oh. No.
A cricketer. Australian cricketer.
Oh. Yeah.
So he's debut. So he's in there fucking doing a bit of bowling and getting fucking smashed all over the place. Like fucking,
Is this test match?
It wasn't test match. No, they were in fucking colourful shit. So it's obviously a fucking a big bash or a one day. Excuse me. Fucking
whatever it is.
The haters. Yep. But so old mate, he's fucking ran down, fucking sent a ball down.
Yeah.
Old mate's fucking smacked it. His old man is in the fucking stadium.
I've seen this. Yep.
And caught
the six. Yeah.
And that fucking microphone is playing up like a fucking secondhand lawnmower.
Stop playing with it.
I can't help it.
Anyway, get back to it. Yeah,
so his old man's caught the fucking ball. So he sort of went to fucking cheer. And
so is the old man of the bowler or the guy bowler. That hit the six?
The bowler.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so he's caught his son's fucking terrible bowl.
Yeah.
Fucking off someone smacking the ass out of it.
Yeah, winning
the crowd. And they were a long way. They were up in the nosebleeds too. So.
Like that is the odds of that happening. We'll never see that ever again.
1 in 27,000 it was apparently, so. The chances of that happening.
Yeah, but then taking consideration of how many cricket games you've got to go to throughout. It's one in.
No, the odds have already been there. It was on the fucking internet. It said 1 in 27,000.
Because there was 27,000 people there. I get that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So anyway. Big one. But that's not the only part of the story. He was fucking, the wife's there beside him.
I know.
And she's just fucking iced him.
Off him.
Yeah. Just
I wonder what that was about.
Fucking, she's, just fucking, he's celebrating that he's caught the fucking.
Nah, there's got to be more to it than that. I think he was like, I don't know. There's got to be something more to it.
Nah.
The way she fucking shrugged him off.
She looked like she just fucking necked a lemon.
Oh, I was just about to say the same thing.
Sucked on a lemon.
Sour looking. Fuck. Seriously, she should have been cheering for the husband.
Yeah. Like, but not the son. Like,
fuck the son.
Son, he just learn how to fucking bowl.
Well, I mean, he's going to get carted around.
Just joking. You've done well.
That's his profession, you know, like he's bowling. You're sitting in a fucking grandstand sucking on beers and then a six comes flying at you and you got to catch it. That's pressure.
Yep.
And the old boy nailed it. And the missus, I'm off her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lemon.
Lemon.
I was calling a lemon sucker. A lemon sucker.
Sell bitches.
Go eat some more sour lollies.
Go and fucking eat some sugar and sweeten up a bit, dull. Yeah, no, it was funny. I did see that. Yeah. That was a classic.
Yeah. That's my sport for the week anyway, sir. Have you got a fuck off?
Oh, have I got a fuck off? I've got to play. Yeah, mine's a bit serious, so I'm gonna I'm gonna do yours first. So
no, my fuck off.
Hey,
not playing. I say it.
Yeah, no, but I've got to play the intro.
Oh, you could do it right now.
You know that thing we play right at the start.
Off you go. Then.
You've forgotten that already. That's why I'm here, Barney. Here we go.
Do you want to play a game? It's called Fuck Off. You go first.
There you go.
I'll go first now.
Yeah, you can go. Can I go now?
My fuck off is the Australia Day haters.
Oh, yep. Yep.
They can all fuck off. Like all these fucking places saying we're not fucking supporting it, we're not doing this, blah, blah, blah. It's just a day that we celebrate Australia.
Correct.
Yes, there's some fucking bad things that's happened in the past, but it's just a day. We're not fucking celebrating fucking all that bullshit. We're just celebrating being Australians.
Yep.
And we get a day off.
I reckon that all the bullshit in the background has never really been spoken about for a long time. It's people bringing up the past.
Yeah.
Stop looking in the revision mirror.
Yeah.
Like it's done, right? Whatever. Yep. It's about celebrating Australia, the country we live in, the people that live in it. It's a multicultural country.
Yep.
Celebrate it as a whole group. Yep. It's Australia. We love being in this country, right? Fuck off everybody that doesn't want to celebrate it.
And want to change the names and fucking all fuck of this bullshit. Just fuck off. It's Australia. It's Australia Day. We're having it. Fuck off.
We're celebrating the country that we live in,
yep.
the land that we live in, and we respect and we fucking love and we treat with all of it, and we don't want to be anywhere else.
Yep.
We like us. You guys are listening to this. Oh, and everyone that's overseas, because this we're in New Zealand. We're in fucking everywhere. Fucking Spain, Canada. Japan. But anyway, we love going places, right? Visiting overseas countries. Absolutely love it. And anyone that's living overseas loves to come to Australia for a visit.
Yep.
It's all about celebrating the country that you're in. We live in Australia, so fuck yeah, we're going to celebrate Australia.
Yep. And it's on that day. Just leave it alone. Fuck off.
What's the what? Fuck. What's the right way of saying Australia?
Australia.
On Australia Day.
Australia.
Is it you cut out the A and the U and just go Straya?
Australia.
And you leave the I and the A and the N and just put a Y? Yep. Australia.
Australia.
And oh yeah, there's another A on the end though. It's not we're celebrating Australia Day.
Australia. Australia with an S.
Fuck no. Yeah. Shorten that right down to just Straya.
Straya.
Happy Straya Day. Straya. Which is not far. When is it?
No, it's not, mate. It's I'll actually be up in Torben Lee, which sucks.
Oh, you're working
for Australia Day, so but what day is it?
It's well, 26th of January.
26th.
Yeah.
I think it's actually, it falls on a weekend, so I think it's Monday is the public holiday.
Yep.
But, so what are you doing for Australia Day?
I don't know.
Don't know?
I don't know what I'm doing next Tuesday. See you next Tuesday, you know?
I'm getting another beer.
Oh, okay. Well, let me press pause on that.
Today's episode is also brought to you by TC Coolers. If you're looking for something unique, some custom gear to make your business stand out or your man cave even better,
then TC Coolers has you covered. TC specializes in custom stubby coolers, air fresheners, drink coasters, trucker haps, and much, much more.
And if you've got an idea, Thomas will make it happen. From design to delivery, he will ensure pickup is quick, with top-notch quality.
Whether it's for your business, branding, party favours, or just to add a personal touch to your space, then they can do it all. Visit TC Coolers on Facebook today and let's bring your vision to life. Right, are we going to crack another gin there, Braz?
Yes, mate. Chuck us a TC. Have we got a TC cooler? Oh, no, it's in the box behind you.
Oh.
I'm going to put a Productions one on.
Yeah, get Noah in here. Oh, yeah, that was all right. It's good. Oh, fuck. Was that the same or was
I just fucking owned you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Fucking that's all right, a victory
so
for
what
me.
So what are we drinking?
Mate, Hawkesbury. We're on the Hawkesbury. Hawkesbury. Hazy. Yeah.
Fucking another 5%.
Fucking 5%. Yeah. Don't kick your ass.
Yep. Right, so my fuck off. Sunday we just did your fuck off. Mine's a little bit serious, but I'm going to touch on it. On the way back this morning from potty, I was listening to the radio, and this poor Sheila, domestic violence is why fuck off. Fuck off domestic violence. Mm-hmm. This some cunt has poured, I don't know if it's petrol, but anyway, lit her on fire, and she's now in hospital. So fuck off with domestic violence. Fuck off, you cunt that did that to that person, and fuck off domestic violence. Whether it's the female doing it or the male doing it, just fuck off and pull your fucking head in.
Yeah.
No one deserves or it should be treated with any type of violence. And domestic violence is a massive thing that's going on, that's escalating probably over the last few years now, worse and worse. And fuck off.
Yep.
Just get fucked.
Well said.
There are people out there that you can help you. If you're in a relationship or you know someone that's in a relationship, tell them to reach out to the people that need that can help you, as in set them up with housing, set them up with money to get them out of that fucked up situation, because a lot of people feel like they can't leave that situation.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for domestic violence, and there's no excuse for staying in a relationship where you're getting fucked over.
No, none at all.
So it's a serious one. Fuck off domestic violence. Fuck off, you cunts that are doing it to your missus. Cut it out, pull your fucking head in, or I'll come around and pull your fucking head in.
Done.
All right, that's my fuck off.
Fuck yeah.
It's a serious one.
Yeah, no, fuck it was very serious, and it was very well spoken to, mate. Like you said, it doesn't matter if it's the male or the female doing the domestic ill violence.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yep.
It's
this podcast is all about laughter and having fun, but there is also a serious side of it, and that's one side that I'm fucking serious about.
Will not tolerate it.
Hell no. Right. That's my little fuck off. Breathe.
Through the nose, out through the mouth. Very passionate about that. So
yeah, good.
Yeah.
Now, next segment before we go too much further, I've got a word. I've got these words of the day.
Yep.
Here we go. Word of the week, PBS Kids word of the week. Today's word of the week is twunt.
Twunt.
Yeah, when you hear the word twunt.
Spell it.
T-W-U-N-T.
Twunt.
Twunt.
Oh, you're a twat and a cunt at the same time?
Bingo. Fuck, man. Ding, ding, ding. You nailed it. You're a twat and a cunt at the same time, so you're a twunt.
A twunt.
Now, if you put that in the Urban Dictionary, of course it's a word. I didn't make this word up. It's in there. And the Urban Dictionary says it's an... Actually, there's a few different versions of it. I just picked this one. An unpleasant, irritable, and largely annoying Homo sapien who is a perfect combination of a twat and a cunt.
Yep.
So there you go. Word of the week. If you know a bloke or a girl or whoever, you're a mate, use the word.
You're a twunt.
Use that today at least once after you
heard it. I'll give it a go, actually.
Use it on me.
Yep. You're a twunt. There you go. Done.
Fucking nailed it.
Twunt.
Oh, you fucking nailed it. That's so good. Oh, dude, I've got to talk about a fucking cockhead that I seen at the boat desert this morning going through a traffic light. And one day, this person's probably going to hear it. Land Cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
A wagon sitting at the traffic lights, not towing a trailer at all. No trailer, just caravan. But he was
caravan.
Oh, sorry, no caravan, no trailer. Right, just a Land Cruiser.
Just a Land Cruiser.
But he had roof racks.
Yep.
Now you'll never guess what he had on the roof rack. You'll fucking never guess it.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna go. It was an Esky.
Nah, think agricultural.
Plow.
Fucking close.
Slasher.
Yes. You fuck
off.
A slasher. A tractor slasher that you fucking see. You know the tractors that you see slashing the side of the highways?
Yep.
Right?
One of those.
A slasher.
So she would have been hanging over the sides.
Oh, yeah. I should have taken a fucking photo of it.
You should have done.
I pissed myself laughing looking at a slasher on roof racks on a Land Cruiser this morning.
Wow.
Exactly. What else do you say to that?
Wow. That's a Land Cruiser thing.
You'd fucking normally tow it on a trailer, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd borrow a trailer, wouldn't you?
It's got skids. Skid the cunt up the fucking road. Just tow it.
Jesus Christ. Be better, people.
I don't know how he got it on his roof rack. Obviously, a tractor, you know, like lifted it up there. But a
set of forks or something.
Imagine that cunt coming off. Damage. And it wasn't an old slasher. It was. It
would have been. They're fucking pretty heavy, those things.
I actually should have. I should have taken time. I should have turned around.
Got photos.
A couple of things. Taking a photo.
Yep.
Then also have a look at who the driver is. Like, yep. Is this just some young dumb cunt? Young dumb cunt? Some young dumb? That sounds Chinese. Young dumb cunt. Young dumb cunt. That's got to go on a shirt.
A young dumb cunt.
You know, was it a young person or was it an old 60-year-old that just had no fucks?
I'm going old and all these fucks were given already. And today, probably the trailer probably had a flat tire.
I was just about to say that. Maybe he has a trailer.
It was just, everything was bad. He said, fuck, it's going on
it's
the roof.
It's going on the roof racks.
We're putting it on the roof.
Yep. Fuck, I laughed. Like, what's, is there, actually, you guys listening, fucking call in with your,
the shit you see
that some fuckers either got on the roof rack.
Yeah, especially you truck drivers out there. I've been a truck driver for a lot of years and fucking seen a lot of fucking strange shit.
You see those guys that are just in a normal car, they go to Bunnings and buy a fucking length of 4x2 and it's fucking just hanging out the windows fucking 3 meters either side.
I actually used to work at Bunnings.
Did ya?
Mm.
Did ya?
Yeah. So one of our first crane truck jobs was delivering Bunnings shit. Old mate went out and got some fucking pipe. So just like down pipe. Fucking big long length of it.
Yep.
Put it down on the ground. Drove over the fucking top of it.
No.
Tied it to the bull bar. Tied it to the tow bar. And then drove out. With a fucking meter and a half at the front. Fucking 2 meters at the back. Fucking drove out with it.
Holy fuck.
Fucking, it worked. Is it stupid if it works?
I guess it kind of is. It kind of is stupid, yeah. But it, hey, if it works,
is it stupid?
But where's the fine line between it works and then you take a corner, you hit a speed bump, and it just fucking.
Yeah, it was. It was obviously a 4-wheel drive and stuff. Yeah. Like, it wasn't a fucking Hyundai i30 or anything like that, a green one.
Yeah,
but it worked, and I'm going, well, is it stupid?
No, it worked.
Is it just because?
Well,
it's
we don't know if it worked or not, but well, he left
out of Bunnings, and it was pretty cool. Tight turn to get out, and there was a few speed bumps. And
so, could he see it? Like when you're sitting in there, was it hanging out?
So,
probably
no.
Couldn't see it.
No, I'd just tell the police it was a rocket launcher.
Oh, that's my next conversation.
Is it?
Yeah, rockets.
Is it?
Elon, shout out to Elon again because he's a long time listener, as we all know.
Yeah.
It went bang. The rocket that we were going to go look at, watch. You know how the last couple of episodes ago, Elon was going to fly us over. And we're going to go rock.
Yeah, and we couldn't make it.
Because
mum was cooking a roast.
Yeah, we had a bit on.
Yep.
Got a bit going on. Well, the rocket that we were going to go watch went pop. So the funny thing about that, though, is not all of the rocket went pop. Only the upper stage. So the lower stage actually, you know how we were talking about it flew back down and it caught in the big fucking arms? So the second... This is the only ever second one that ever done it. So the lower stage, it flew back down to Earth, did the whole fucking shimmy, 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 landed safely. The top bit, I'll give you some...
It's probably the most expensive bit then.
Oh, it's got a bit going on.
Yeah.
And you think about it, if we do start taking people again, there would have been people in that, but there was no people in it.
Yeah, but it would have only been the first class people, so that wouldn't have been us.
Anyway, so we were supposed to go watch this. And the Starship upper stage, 2 meters, 6.56 feet taller than previous versions, was a new generation ship with significant upgrades. SpaceX said a mission description prior to the test, it was due to make a controlled splashdown in the Indian Ocean roughly an hour after its launch from Texas. Oh, okay. So it wasn't even actually going right up. Musk said... primarily assessment of the failure showed an internal leak of liquid oxygen fuel built up pressure and led to the rocket's breakup. The FAA is likely to open a mishap investigation that would ground Starship, as the agency has done in the past, and examine whether any of the debris from the rocket mid-flight blast fell on any popular areas outside the Starship's...
Populated
area on outside of Starship's predetermined hazard zone. The mishap threatens to derail Musk's goal to launch at least 12 Starships test this year, depending. I think this is just all a bit of bullshit, rah, rah, rah. What I was getting to was probably no more than that, really. I thought there was some good information there. But anyway.
Just went pop.
It got up into, I don't know what part of the stratosphere or atmosphere. And there's been some videos on Instagram that I think is a bit fake.
Yeah.
But it's still exciting to see of it breaking up and coming back down and burning up as it's coming back down. But anyway, it went pop. Yeah.
Bang.
That's pretty expensive. I guess it was never going... I don't know if it was going to come back down and land on a platform in the ocean or if it was going to go splash in the ocean. However, all of the debris, there was all of the commercial airlines actually had to divert.
Yep.
Because of...
Detour.
Realistically not knowing... Or I suppose they know where the shit's going to fucking land. Well, burn up because of the way shit happens. But anyway, it went bang. So shout out to Elon, mate.
Sorry we couldn't get over there. Yeah, but
we do have with him, we do have an RSVP with him. So I'll share this content with Elon and make sure he gets it.
And that was straight from Elon too. That wasn't from any sort of
Wikipedia or anything like that. That was Elon just texting the lads.
Straight up. So
he loves it.
That's pretty unlucky, isn't it, really? For like something like that to go bang.
Well, it's a rocket.
Mm. So unlucky sayings. You've got any unlucky sayings?
Unlucky is like a hat full of assholes?
Yeah,
Is that an unlucky saying?
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
I've got plenty, but fuck, I'm... Hang on,
one the other day, actually. It fucking made me laugh. It said, old mate, so fucking unlucky. If he fell into a fucking pool full of tits, he'd come out sucking his thumb. I'm going, that's pretty unlucky. So
I think I heard one. If it was raining... titties and boobies, you'd get slapped with an ass.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. So, fucking, if any callers got any fucking unlucky sayings, fucking call them in and fucking let us know.
Fuck yeah, call in with your unlucky sayings.
And you just may win a fucking hat.
Voice recording, send it into theladspotty @gmail.com. Boom, keep it under 2 minutes.
Yep, done.
Oh, so good.
Poor old Elon, he's unlucky. Is he unlucky? He's fucking different, isn't he?
He's my mate. He's good. Oh, he's our mate. So the Supercross started in America. I'll probably bring a little segment to this every week now for the next 3 months because they race every weekend. It's the AMA Supercross. First round was in Anaheim, which I'd love to get to one day. Anyway,
One of the boys that I work with is actually over there at the moment watching.
What?
The Supercross.
He's there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck him. Mm-hmm. Where was the invite?
Bangers. Oh, right. Shout out to you, Bangers.
Anyway, first round. Second round is today. As we're recording, it'll be on a bit later on. But first round was last weekend. Chase Sexton took out the win, smashed it on the KTM 450. Then the old kickstart, fucking Suzuki, Ken Roczen, mate. Fucking everyone else has got new technology. He's running a dirty old kickstart Suzuki.
Yeah.
2004.
How's he going?
He got second.
Second.
Yeah. So he's Ken Roczen. He's from Germany. He's the German fuck. He's actually
Das Order.
Das good. Yeah.
Das.
He should have won a couple of fucking Supercross series already, but he's had some unfortunate crashes over his journey with Supercross. But anyway, second. Jason Anderson on the Kawasaki. So it went KTM, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and then Cooper Webb on fourth place on the YZ450. Shout out to the Aussies, the Lawrence brothers.
Yep.
Not on the podium this round, but they'll be there.
They're Aussies, they'll be back.
Yeah, don't worry
they're
about
from
that.
Australia.
They're from fucking Australia.
Australia.
They're from Landsborough, Sunny Coast.
Yep. Australia.
Australia. So that's it. What else have we got? You want to get into joke or the song or the
week? No, actually I've got another thing I've got to talk about. Right. So we always talk about when do the bloody shit comes out for like bloody Christmas and
the
Easter and shit like that.
Well, the Boxing Day was a fucking Easter.
Yeah, so that's hot cross bunnies. Yep. Have you seen the new range that's out for Valentine's Day already? It's already out. I know it's in February.
No, I haven't.
Fucking mate, there's so many fucking new mops and ironing boards and fucking washing machines and shit. Specials on Valentine's Day is fucking out there. So, like, it's be careful. It's a trap.
Yeah, right. Do you know, right, Valentine's Day.
I'm going to get smacked for that.
Yeah. So Valentine's Day should, isn't it predominantly the male buying the female a gift and showing them appreciation and, you know, asking them to be there, either Valentine or if you're married or been in a relationship, it's just a thoughtful day to share with your significant other half, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's mainly men. I know, I'm not saying females don't do this, buy their partner a thing, but it's predominantly males doing something for the females. Is that right? Or am I wrong?
I've never really put too much thought into it, actually.
Okay, well, so I'm going to say that's right.
Yep.
Whether it's 51% male doing it and 49% women, yep, it's still predominantly the men.
Yep.
I think it's about 99%.
It's commercial.
Anyway, whatever. When's Valentine's Day? February?
February the 14th.
14th. All right. Do you know there's a male day?
Is there? What day is it?
It's April 28th.
Just trying to think what's significant on April 28th.
Well, it's the second day. So Valentine's Day is the second month and it's the 14th day.
Mm-hmm.
So you just double it. So it's the fourth month and the 28th day.
Yep.
So that's how you get that significance. February the 14th, April the 28th, we've just doubled it.
Why am I only hearing this now?
I thought everyone knew.
No.
All right. So that's when the females are responsible for non-stop head jobs.
Is it?
Yep.
Is it?
Head job day.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know this.
Well, it's
I'm going to lock it in.
It's on the calendar. Should be on everyone's calendar.
Putting on the calendar now.
Yep.
Barney.
April 28th.
Head job
day.
Yep. Done.
So anyone out there, all the lads, make sure you pencil that in.
Yep.
Put it in your calendar, April 28th. It's actually going to be pretty hard. It's going to be pretty hard for you to do this, isn't it? Because you know what April the 28th is.
What?
Well, I'm just looking. When do we go away?
That's gonna.
Oh
be
no! You, no, it's the day we come back. It's the day we come back.
Oh,
it's
that's
the
right.
It's
then,
the Monday.
So, yeah.
So that weekend, it's a Monday, but that weekend we're away. So I'm glad it's the Monday. Right. So when you come home from the big fight night down the coast,
I get a BJ.
You get BJs all day long. Yep. That's 28th of April. All the lads out there.
Yeah.
That's
fuck. I'm gonna be busted on that day.
I know you are.
It's gonna.
But you get to go home and relax, Barney.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah, just relax.
Shorts off. Fucking.
Well, just lay back. Chair, just relax.
Just let it happen.
I'm just saying.
Right, yeah. Let's get into some motivation.
Music? Motivation.
Music or motivation? Which one?
Oh,
M or M? Eminem.
Hey, what?
Eminem. Music and motivation.
Oh, fuck. You just nailed that. Oh, before we get into that, I have just... Well, I actually haven't. I've got to do it today. We're going to do it as soon as we finish this podcast. We are going to buy, or I'm going to buy, the tickets for Meatstock today. Because I got on last night and looked for the tickets. Fucking nearly everything sold out, but the two-day passes, Friday, Saturday. And I thought it was a Saturday, Sunday thing. It's a Friday, 2 p.m., right through to 10 p.m. Friday night, and then a Saturday thing. So, 7th and 8th of March, Toowoomba Showgrounds.
Yep.
We're fucking going. I've booked leave with myself.
I'm also going to have to book that.
So you need to book leave.
And on the proper dates too.
Yes. Get that fucking shit sorted. So there's going to be... what are we doing at Meatstock? What's Meatstock, Barney?
Mate, Meatstock is actually... they cook a lot of meat.
Exactly.
There's a few bands.
There's live music.
There's drinking.
So Brad Cox is going.
So there's no camping left there.
No camping left.
So, but I have a mate up there that said we can throw a couple of swags out underneath his caravan.
Oh, is he going to Meatstock?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yep.
All right,
so
good.
We've got accommodation. So
yeah, good.
Shout out
to Dale.
Well,
that's going to be your first camping experience then, is it? Like real?
Well, no, I camp when we go out to Gundawindi and stuff like that. That's camping, isn't it?
No, but in your tent, in your new tent.
Oh, yeah, probably not going to bring that tent.
Yeah, righto.
Yeah, it's not, I haven't wooded it down yet.
Okay, so Brad Cox is going to be there, C4th, Taylor Moss, Robbie Mortimer. There's a lot of things going on with music, with there's barbecue wars. There's even a PBR bull ride that's happening as well. There's a lot going on up there. You know, sponsored by Jack Daniels, Better Beer, Traeger. Oh, there's so many. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
So it's at the Toowoomba Showgrounds.
Looking forward to it.
Totally looking forward to it. So Meatstock is a one-off, if not the largest paid food festivals in Australia and New Zealand. In 2024, over 70,000 people attended Meatstock in Australia and New Zealand. And in 2025, they're set to go even bigger and better than ever before. Our ticket holders will be cheering on butchers and barbecue teams, chowing down on meaty treats from food trucks, and being entertained by thumping lineup rock blues bands, professional bull riding, strong man and strong woman, arm wrestling, competitive eating competitions, hot rods, fuck it, tattoos, artists, medieval combats, bikes, fuck, the list goes on.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking
so
wicked.
It's off tap,
yep.
And it's just around the corner. So I'm buying tickets today.
Yep.
Because I looked last night, I didn't have enough reception to fucking make it all happen. So I'm fucking going to do it today.
So right? If anyone else has gone up, fucking shout out, maybe we'll fucking catch up there anyway.
Definitely. Right. Okay, so that's my motivation. You got a bit of motivation going on.
Yeah, mate, I'll set you one over so
yeah.
I can see.
You want to get straight into it?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
When you take the chance to go after your dreams, when you take the risk, sure, you may fail. But what if you fly? What if you succeed? What if you do greater than you could have ever imagined? What if you impact and change millions of lives?
Oh, that cut off a bit
early. The what if.
The what if.
I've always thought what if was a bad thing. Like, what if I done that? What if I did that? But what if you actually go and do something?
Yeah.
So it's actually it can go either way.
100%.
So you've actually got to throw it out. It's the same as us doing this fucking potty and that.
100%.
What yep. if, yeah.
We don't know.
We're not going to die. We're not going to be in that fucking nursing home sitting there going, oh, what if.
Yeah, what if we didn't. What if we didn't start that? Or yeah. Right now, what if we didn't stick with it?
Yeah.
Because things are, like, as you and I know, we're getting it's a bit hard. Of traction. It's, yep. And it's hard.
It's hard work.
Catching up on a weekly or fortnightly yep. basis and putting this all together and making it all happen in the background. There's yep. a lot to podcasting, especially if you want to. I mean, we could come in here and yarn and just do the audio side of things, right? But there's more to it than that. And as yep. you know, with social media, it takes a lot. And so that's the what if thing. You'll never know.
You'll never know. You've got to give it a go. And
yeah, got to give it a crack. And that's anything in life, whether it's a side hustle that you might think of doing or whether it's just your fucking job yep. and you're looking for a promotion, you'll never know if you don't give it an extra fucking 10% or, you know, 1% or fucking yep. whatever. And, you know, the boss man goes, fuck, you're going all right, you know. So it's life in general, isn't it?
Yeah. So the what ifs, I always thought it was bad, but it actually goes the other way as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. What if you don't or what if you do?
What if I do? So
yeah, correct. No, that's a good one.
That's my motivation for the day, sir.
Mine, I think, is very similar, I think.
Is it? Is it?
Well, I can't remember it now. It's been a few days since I put it in here, so let's have a listen.
Restart, reset, and refocus as many times as you need. You are your own greatest project. But just always remember, don't give up.
Yeah, it's like same thing, really. Just don't give up. Whatever you're doing in life, don't give up. And you can restart or reset as many times as you want.
Yep.
You know, if you started something and it's not going right, don't give up. Just reevaluate.
Yep.
Just reset. Just change. Go, you know what? That didn't work.
Turn left.
Yeah.
Don't do them right.
Don't and you know what? If you do get a fork in the road where you've got to take a left or a right road, don't procrastinate. Just go for it.
Which way are you going to go, left or right?
Well, I am left-handed.
I'm a lefty.
Oh,
I'd go left.
Yeah,
over right.
I tend to go left.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's just a metaphor and saying. Don't give up. Give things a crack. So they're fairly similar but different in a way. So
yep.
Get out there, guys and girls and lads and. What's the right word? It's not ladettes. It's ladettes, lasses. Yeah. Lasses.
Oh, I don't know. That could be sexist, I reckon.
Is it?
Yeah.
So ladettes?
Yeah, ladettes.
Is the right terminology.
The ladies.
The ladies. Give it a crack. Whatever yeah. you're doing. You know, it may be painting fingernails. You know what I mean? Like, it could be anything. Doesn't matter. Barney might need his toenails done.
I actually do. Actually, fucking look at that.
Go for a fucking petty.
Look at that.
The fuck you done to your shin?
I fucking fell through the deck.
You what?
Fell through the...
Were you pissed?
No, well, yes, of course I was. It was in the afternoon. That's called Tuesday. Tuesday.
All right, so moving on. I've got a song. You sent me a song. Mm-hmm. I think I went first last time.
Right out.
So I'm going to punch your song on. Anything you want to say about your song?
Mate, it's a country song, obviously, like my country.
Country music, righto.
Yep, so listen to it. The words are very crucial.
Yeah,
yep,
righto, here we go.
She left me all alone in Montgomery tonight. She's getting digged down and down, real out of mind. Tag teamed up in Tennessee. Ain't on in Austin, but fucking Boston. Getting digged down in New Orleans. Putting me through hell, fucking someone else. Dig down in Dallas. Dig down, dig down in Dallas.
That's a good one.
That's a fucking ripper. Yeah. Now I'm gonna go back through some of these fucking these notes we got cracking on here. Well, not notes, the actual the wording to it, because it might be hard for some of them to pick up because it's country music if you don't listen quite enough. But anyway. Some of these one-liners are so good. Given neck down in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Putting me through hell fucking someone else. Now I'm the one on my knees. Praying she'll come back, give me that sweet ass. And the last one is like, yeah, that one we were just singing. Dicked down in Dallas.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's a fucking cracking good song.
It is, isn't it?
That's called Dicked Down in Dallas by Trey Lewis.
Trey Lewis, right out. You need to put that up in the links.
We'll put that in the links.
Put
yep.
a link,
yep.
link on it.
And so. We'll make that happen. Right. So that's your country music song.
Yep.
Love
what
it.
What have you got?
I've gone back to my remixes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that came up the other day. So I'm like, it was good. Not too hardcore remix. So you're going to get this pretty quickly because it's nearly OG, but it's remixed.
Right out.
Okay, here we Hit go. Oh, it goes for a minute 12 because I love it. Fucking why not?
Rising up, back on the street. Did my time, took my chances. Went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times, it happens too fast. You trade your passion for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive.
There you go. How'd you go,
that's
Barney?
Good. No, I've seen a snake go across the top of the thing. I hadn't just said before.
A python?
I don't know. It was a snake.
Why didn't you tell me?
I've got to go. Fucking out of it. I didn't tell you because your fucking song was on, but there was a snake.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
are you serious?
Down in the wall there now, so I'm not going near that beer fridge anymore. That beer fridge can fuck off. I'm burning the studio.
It'd be just a python.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, shout out to snakes.
Yeah, fucking sorry about that, mate, taking that away. But yeah, the greatest of all time songs.
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, and
my
that's...
brother used to put the old headphones on and run out to football.
That was his run-out song?
His fucking run-out song. And his nickname was Popeye. So he fucking, mate, he just
go
fire
out and
him
smash
up.
People.
Just smash him.
Fucking, have you got a run-out song? Would it be country? Like, it might not be an... Would it be country or country pop or heavy metal?
I've sort of really only got into my country in the last probably 3 or 4 years. So I've always liked a bit of country here and there, but now I'm sort of beelining towards that now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
A run out song for me would be Don't Do It. Boy, fuck, dude. Nah. I don't know who.
Now you'd go right in the ring.
Run out song. I meant like football and stuff like that. I played three games exactly of rugby league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, three games. Well, I got two fights and you told to come back. Yeah, don't come back.
Oh, you got the DCB.
Yeah. I think it was not because I was fighting or anything like that. I think we were allowed to fight back then, but yeah, I was just fucking woosless.
Fucking woosless. That's going to go on a shirt.
Ruthless.
Oh, fuck, that's good. Well, I think that's all my content. But, yeah, that was good. So I don't know what I'd do with a fight. Like, if you were to box, have a fight, someone...
I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah.
For you.
No, fuck off. Yeah. No, yeah. That's your run-out
that's
song.
That's yours. Fuck I'm a Barbie. It. I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah, I'd be certainly be something. A remix. Fucking remix.
Yeah.
And, oh, I want to get some sniffing salt.
Fucking, where did that come from?
That was a squirrel moment. What fucking squirrel? Yeah, so I was watching Joe Rogan the other day on one of his fucking reels.
I also fucking heard that, and someone brought some fucking. He had some really good shit in his drawer.
Yeah,
yeah,
and like this sniffing salt that you put, and I'm just thinking like if I was to go out and fight in a ring,
have you ever had it?
Sniffing salt?
Yeah.
No, you don't have it. You sniff it. Yeah, you don't really. Like, yeah.
Well, you have it.
You have it, but yeah. No, I've had snuff.
Yeah, I've had snuff.
Yeah,
but like,
oh, have you?
Yeah, I've had snuff.
Oh, is it legal here?
Yeah, fuck that.
I've had it in Austria. It's legal in Austria.
Yeah, well, anyway, it doesn't matter what's legal and what's not legal. I may or may not have had it. Anyway, but the fucking, what was I going to?
I said sniffing salt.
Have you had sniffing salt? Have you had it?
This snuff got you off it. No, I haven't had it. I think probably the worst thing I've ever sniffed is like a fucking vapor, those Vicks vapor things, but they ain't even
Let's bad. Get some.
Sniffing salt?
Yeah, let's get some.
Oh, I mean, we'll have to buy some either. Or
I want
I don't
some
know
good stuff, though. I don't want
yeah, like, real stuff. Real tangy stuff. And yeah. I think we should make it like when we'll get a guest on. And when we get a guest on, they've got to have a fucking sniff. Because it must uppercut you. It must punch you in the fucking snout. Mm.
Someone recommended it, because I get hay fever pretty bad, so they recommended it.
Oh, it cleans
it
the sinus.
So yeah.
Yeah, I get hay some. Fever. What is your hay fever allergy? Is it a certain thing?
My mother-in-law.
Oh, that was a fucking didgeridoo right there.
Yeah, no, when my mother-in-law comes around, I always get hay fever, so I'm allergic to her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, pollen, obviously.
Pollen?
Pollen,
I think. Dust, wasn't it?
Oh, horses.
Yeah.
Horse hair.
Is it?
Yeah, fucking.
So you've got allergies to a lot of different things, you're saying?
Yeah.
Mine's grass.
I'm an allergic little fuck.
Mine's grass.
Yeah.
Yep. Dust, all good. Pollen, all good. Grass. And when I say grass, the green, wet grass that you mow, not a problem. It's the dry, dusty shit that gets up in the air and when you're like rider mowing and it just fucking fills your snout.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fucked for 2 days.
Do you take anything for it, like antihistamines?
Alcohol? Beer?
Yep. Antihistamines make me a cranky little cunt.
Does it?
Oh.
I get some antihistamine makes my snot become really big boogery.
Yeah.
And I get a good pick. You know we have a good
pick?
I
don't know how you can fucking pick out that.
I know. Yeah. Boxhead tells me that all the time. Like, he's got a snout. You turn two witches' hats upside down.
Yeah.
The big like opening.
Yeah, yep. You wouldn't share a bag with him.
Flip it the other way. That's my snout. Yeah. Like, because, you know, I've got these tiny little holes.
That's why you don't get hay fever.
But don't. I can shove a good couple of fingers up this hole. Yeah, good. At least second knuckle deep.
Second knuckle
Just have
deep.
A good old fucking fingering.
Fucking hell.
Anyway, geez, the fucking potty's gone to shit.
It has.
Righto, mate. Well, I think that's all my content. Have you? Oh, hang on. What's on my notes? Have you got anything left?
No, I think I'm done with my notes, actually. So.
All right. You got a joke?
Actually, I do have a joke.
Have ya?
I do.
Do we have a joke intro? We don't.
Yeah, we do. Joke of the day. Oh. Joke of the day.
Have I gotten... Am I? Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yep. A penguin.
Fuck. We were only just talking about penguins the other day. Anyway.
A penguin's driving his car and it's fucking something's, yeah. It's not right. So he fucking drives her into the mechanics, fucking jumps out and said, mate, something wrong. Can you have a look at it? He said, yep, no dramas. He said, mate, it's going to be about an hour or so. Fucking, you have to fucking hang around and I'll have a look at it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the old penguin's sitting in the fucking workshop and he spots a fucking ice cream shop fucking just across the road. He went, oh, fuck off. Waddle over there and fucking grab myself an ice cream.
As you do.
So he's over there and being a penguin, because they don't really have hands or anything like that, so it's quite hard and he's fucking eating his ice cream. He's fucking dribbled a bit of ice cream down the front of him like you in the toothpaste. And he's fucking waddled back over and fucking walked over to the mechanic. He said, the mechanic looked up to him and he said, fuck, you look like you've blown a seal. And he said, oh, no, it's just a bit of ice cream. And he said, no, you're blowing a fucking seal on the car.
Did you just a snort?
Yeah, no, I'm a little snorty.
Looks like you've blown a seal. That's just a bit of boysenberry. What's your go-to fucking ice cream? Boysenberry.
Salted caramel.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe we've covered this. Yeah, salted. You're a salted caramel. Is that an age thing?
What are you calling me, old?
Fuck yeah.
I am. No, I don't know. I'm nothing fancy.
Yeah, right. Well,
like Applebee's on a date night.
Like what?
It's a country song. Don't worry about it.
Fuck, you lost me there.
That'll be my next song, actually.
All right. Okay, joke.
Go.
Mine's short and sweet. What did the drummer name her twin daughters?
I don't know. What did the drummer name his twin daughters?
And a one and a two.
No.
Yeah, it's fucking bad, isn't it? Right, if you got a joke of the day, you can beat that one. Yeah. Not hard to do.
And Willie, actually. Willie's fucking... He's
where's Willie?
Who's Willie?
Where's Willie?
Who's Willie?
Where's Wally?
Who's Wally?
We should dress him up in a fucking red and white fucking shirt one day.
I'm actually going to get into the photoshopping, so I'll do it.
Where's Willie?
Yeah,
and we could put Willie all over the place.
Stick Willie.
Fucking plaster Willie everywhere. Yeah. Shout out to you, Willie. Love you, bros.
Yeah. Where's their fucking jokes?
Yeah. And little L. She cracked in a couple of crackers.
Oh, yeah.
Who was last week's winner?
Tiffany.
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 Oh, fucking mate. That was a ripper, Tiffany.
That was it, wasn't it?
Well done. Right. That's me. Done. Mate, yeah, great catching up on a day like today. It actually is a beautiful day here, but I know down the coast it's fucking shit, so I can't wait to get back down there, though. So that's good. Thanks for listening to the Lads podcast, Lifestyle Adventure Daily Stories. Call in with all the things you want to call in. Yeah, definitely. So I'm the Stiff Man, and I'm fucking out of here. See you later.
See yous, bye.
Come on, let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a pool for my stance. Fuck a